Blog Talk Radio.
Non-existent motherfuckers that aren't tuned in yet.
You stupid little fucks.
Hey, on a good note, you had Destiny who commented on one of our pics. You know, it's the one from yesterday.
Go to hell, Destiny.
Well, not Destiny, the other Destiny. You know, the Des Mayer chick.
Okay.
Yeah, she said our pick was sexy.
pic was sexy.
And I told her, you're all late and shit. So, you know, there's a link from yesterday.
Well, if you think our photos are sexy, you should probably tune in.
Yes. Yes, you should. And I'll be giving James, I'm gonna give James a call tomorrow to make sure that we're still on for Bubba Sparks for this Friday.
That's kind of short notice.
Well, I said the 13th.
You never confirmed it, though.
No, we confirmed it.
Well, good job on promoting that.
Yeah. I forgot to set up a link for it. Say again. I'll set up a link tomorrow. This is to make sure that we're still on for it. And that way, it gives us a couple days to promote. I mean, let's see. We already know Boone's not going to show up because, you know, he doesn't like Bubba Sparks.
Well, we all know what would happen if he does show up.
Yeah, he'd probably scare off Bubba Sparks. And things would get ugly.
Yeah. target.
You know, the good thing about having Public Works this Friday, man, is we actually, you know, we got to get to talk with him about his new album coming out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's called Miracle on Gamble Road.
Let's see.
There's actually no date yet set for it. But, hey, that plus, you know what, we also get to talk to him about working with Lil White, Limp Bizkit, Jadakiss. Not so much with Justin Timberlake, fuck that faggot.
What the hell did they do together?
Man, they did a couple of tracks together. One called Right For Me, that was on Justin Timberlake's album Justified. Then he worked with Timberlake, Missy Elliott, Justin Timberlake, and Kylie Dean on The World Is Ours, the track The World Is Ours.
Never heard either one of those tracks.
I am. Well, unless you listen to what Justin Timberlake, I wouldn't expect you to.
I don't know those songs, man.
And you know what? We can also talk to him about working with Haystack back in 2002.
There you go.
For those who don't know, he worked on the track Oh My God off of the album The Natural.
See, I've never actually heard that album, but I know it's by Haystack.
I heard the
Natural 2.
Yeah, so you see, that, you know, there's some stuff we could talk to them about. Let's see. We have to do the track with Rehab.
Damn, he did a fucking song with everyone.
Yeah, even Timbaland and Magoo, Dungeon Family, Turk.
Well, clearly he worked with Timbaland, man.
Oh, twice. Big Boy and Killer Mike, Purple Ribbon All-Stars, Colt Ford, The Lax. Okay, and like I said, Rehab, Crystal Seth, Shane Dollar and The Sense Waddy.
Okay, now you're just getting ridiculous.
I'm serious. He like you was on a track called Project X with Shane Dollar and The Sense Waddy.
Project X? That movie was pretty bad.
Oh, was it a part of the soundtrack? Was it a part of the album?
I'm just saying, that movie was pretty bad.
I don't know who the fuck you are. This dude wants us to shout out a fucking chat line.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't chat. I can't even talk. I don't shout out chat lines.
Oh, okay. That boy. He wants us to give a shout out. two is entered in all these different area codes. So
757-540-804-434 from 50 Cal of the Exile Click.
He got hoes. He got hoes. In different area codes. (laughs) 718-214 I don't know. I'm just making up shit now.
Well, man, there you go. There is your shout out.
Oh, yeah. And I forgot to add, whoop whoop mofos.
Oh, we're censored now.
Oh, that's why he put
mofos. Well, you
mofos.
Can go in yourself. You understand me a little bit?
I wonder if he realizes. You can call in.
Well, this is that Jay and Silent Bob song. Mother. Noise.
I said we go with the track here. Then the. I told Gil G I'd introduce him to him. Oh, damn. Did I move him off the soundboard? Oh, no, here we go. This is Hailstorm with I Miss the Misery. know, one thing I don't think I don't get is, why doesn't this dude just call in and do his little shout-out? Why hit me up and go, I would love to give a shout-out.
Oh, yeah, you're still pondering that, huh?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, and what have you come to?
People are retarded.
And what else?
Lazy.
And then... And then...
Okay, well, no, this was just...
And
then... I mean, obviously...
You see... The number...
Why are you so upset?
I don't know. I'm gonna say, you can see... Obviously, you can see the number here. But on Facebook, it's on your news feed, you're just calling yourself. Makes still seem smart.
Well, I will give a fucking shout out, not for him, but to my boy Reject, who is at the hospital as we speak. His girl is actually giving birth to their daughter, Skyla. So definitely, definitely fucking wish the best of luck, man. And definitely congrats on that.
Man, what the hell, man? If I ever had a daughter, I was going to name her that.
Well, but now my question is, all right, now, were you going to spell it S-K-Y-L-E-R or L-A-R?
I believe it was the E-R.
Oh, he went with the A-R.
Well, okay then. I don't know, at one point in time I did like that name. But then I met this lesbian girl and she was pretty gross. and she had that name.
At one point, I looked at that name and I met this lesbian girl who was gross and she had that name.
True story.
Oh, shit. That's a perfect reason why to not go with that name. Because you met an ugly lesbian.
Well, it is a good reason. In my fucked up world.
Oh, but I got a pistol, so let's go on the track here. Let's go with, Lamb of God. Ghetto, so how do you want to do this, man? Again, Boone actually hit me up saying that Buckshot hit him up, wanting to know more about the interview, wants to know about next Monday, or he said it could possibly be on the 19th. So what do you want to do? You want to do it next Monday, or do you want to do it on the 19th? I'm thinking the 19th would be maybe a little bit easier, just because,
hell are you talking about?
The Buckshot interview.
Oh, yeah? When was that set up for?
Well, we can either do it for next Monday or the 19th, and I'm thinking the 19th since, you know, Monday's usually Monday Night Raw. And we're usually late anyways because it's like we're watching the rest of Raw.
Well, duh. Why would you set up an interview for Monday?
I'm just, hey, that was, you know, that's actually one of the days that Buckshot that suggested.
No, Buckshot, that is no good for us.
All right. So there we go. I just hit him up at the 19th. I think it's fine because that's a fucking Thursday. There's nothing too important on Thursdays except for,
except for that wonderful wrestling, TNA.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, this dude actually wants to call in and do the shout-out himself.
Man, we're over that, man. We're on to something new. Bigger and better things, my nigga.
Okay. How about why Erica's making those weird-looking faces at us in the room?
Who the fuck is Erica? And why are you making faces?
Erica is from my page. She,
well, fuck your page.
Nah, she's cool as all fuck.
Oh, yeah, you probably like her because she got big titties.
Well, we can always try and get Mrs. Boondocks to call in.
Yeah, right. Good luck with that. And maybe if we talked to her, it'd be a whole lot better than her spelling.
It's possible. I'll post it on her wall and see if she calls in.
Wait, if we're even talking about the same person?
Bloodlet.
Okay, yes, we are.
Oh, wait, never mind. She goes, exhausted as fuck, kicking it in bed. And this is what it says. Don't want or need no company, i.e. text or call. Fuck off till the a.m. That is all. Well, that's the case, so why the hell are you on Facebook?
Yeah. You and your 900 messages.
Yeah. Like Trevor said, you don't want or need any company, but you're on Facebook.
Well, duh. When girls say they don't want no company, they clearly do.
Oh, yeah, Erica goes, she doesn't have big titties, she has D's, and that's not very big these days.
Still a nice handful.
Yeah. I definitely agree.
They're not, gigantic and will, suffocate you, but it's a pretty decent size.
And she says she will never call in.
Why will you never call in? You think you're better than us? Are you really a guy?
We will get you to call in sooner or later.
Are you catfishing us? Are you really a fat man?
The fuck? Are you really a fat man? That's what he asked her.
I think it's a very good question.
Oh, man.
Do you believe everybody is who they say they are?
Oh, I don't. Not really, but I don't think she's a fat man.
How do you know? Okay, maybe she's a skinny guy. Maybe she's a dwarf. You'll never know.
She goes, I'm not a guy. You can see my Facebook.
Oh, yeah? Because that's real reliable. Have you not seen the show Catfish? Have you not used Google before? Do you live in the same city as the person you're in love with, but they won't meet you? Do you enjoy bacon?
Do you enjoy bacon? Is that what you're asking?
Everybody enjoys bacon. Unless you're a vegetarian.
Oh. They have turkey bacon.
Which is gross. As that dude off of Meet the Browns would say, it tastes like cardboard.
Sure.
Do you like turkey bacon? Is that why you're arguing with me?
Not bad.
Well, then again, you're like a goat. You'll eat anything. What?
I was copying the sound of freaking Facebook mix.
You should just turn that sound off.
I don't know how to turn that sound off.
I don't know, it's somewhere in your settings, obviously. Can you turn all your bullshit off?
Yeah, but what do you, I need to figure out how to do that.
Well, either go to your account settings or whatever the hell is up in there in the right-hand corner there.
The notification. Yes, leave page. Duh. Let's see.
So how about last night somebody posted up a status that they were going to pass out listening to Lil Wayne. So I politely said I wish he would pass out and die.
And what did they say, Duck?
And she said that he was her favorite. And I said, I'm sorry for you.
Oh, look, I found it.
See that? See what happens when you actually look for something?
Yeah, it's in the settings under notifications. Then you go to how you get notifications on Facebook. All notifications and sounds off.
Yay. There you go. I don't usually have to worry about that sound because nobody talks to me.
People talk to me, it's just that fucking sound's annoying. Like every time you get a fucking notification.
I only have the sound for like when somebody sends me a message. And it pops up like, do whatever the fuck. Mail, motherfucker!
Yeah. What should we play next? Erica, is there anything you want to hear?
Yeah. Maybe the midget wants to hear some Crank That Mini-Me.
We even have that still on the soundboard?
I don't know, since my DJ always deletes everything.
Nope. No Crank That Mini-Me.
Fucking course not.
Well, you'd be happy to know I deleted Make Poop off the soundboard, too.
Oh, no. How are you going to live with yourself?
I have it on my computer. And my iPod.
Of course you do. You listen to it when you take a poop.
Hey, why not?
That's just weird. But not as weird as whenever Super Bird bumps out the fucking pushy when he taking a shit.
Oh, Super Bird's just weird as all fuck anyways.
Yeah. Last year he seemed to become a juggalo.
Yeah, you told us about that. That you randomly just saw him at a fucking show.
That's what I'm saying. And you're saying that he's weird. Clearly, I know he's weird. Even weirder than the story that he told me he was taking a shit and his girlfriend was sucking his dick.
What the fuck?
I don't fucking know, man. You tell me.
That bitch is weird.
Who's that, Erica?
So the fact that, Birdman's girlfriend sucks him off while he's taking a shit.
Did you just say Birdman? I'm not talking about Birdman.
Oh, yeah, Super Bird.
Yeah, if you forget it, man, just think of the sandwich from Denny's. The Super Bird.
Getting a blowjob, whoa, taking a shit.
I would seem to think that would be very awkward.
Well, awkward and smelly.
Oh, fuck, man, you ain't got to smell it.
No, but she does.
That's on her.
And by the way, Erica, I asked if you want, is there anything you want to hear, but apparently you were too busy fapping.
Who was too busy fapping?
Erica.
See that, man? She got a dick. She's a man, baby.
What the what? 251, what's going on?
You already know who it is. Don't call me 251.
Oh, it's that dick, it's that dickhead we don't like.
The dead has risen. Fuckers.
Well, can you go back to your grave?
No, I'm good.
Unlike Blaze, you dead homie, we don't care for you.
Damn. All good.
Oh, well, yeah, think about this, it's kind of appropriate, because yeah, we mentioned the fact that Erica has a dick, and then the dickless one comes up here.
That's what he's looking for.
Oh, what am I, like the zombie from Ugly Americans now?
Ugly Americans?
That cartoon that comes on Comedy Central with, like, the half fucking demon, half fucking human, whatever that fucks the... Never mind, whatever, dude, just leave it alone. I'm not trying to educate nobody tonight.
Leave it alone? You brought it up.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I figured y'all know what the hell Ugly Americans was, but never mind.
Well, I know what Ugly Americans are. I didn't know it was a cartoon, though.
I'm not even going to respond to that. Well, all right, what's up, guys? How have y'all been?
You don't have to respond to that.
It's cool. Where's the Power Ranger at, man? When's he coming back?
The Power Ranger?
He's not coming back.
Did y'all piss him off that bad? Did y'all say Lord Zedd was great? I mean, like...
Who the hell is the Power Ranger?
The Black Ranger that y'all interviewed on here a while back.
Holy shit, man. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
The one I missed, and I was pissed because I was at work when y'all did it. I'm like, fuck!
Yeah, the fucking night that,
That was the night we actually made a few new friends on here. People that had no idea about us, but they stayed and talked to us for a few nights after.
Yeah, man. I mean, shit, but we had fucking, little Snow up on here who kept confusing himself as the fucking Pink Ranger.
Yeah, that was a little awkward. He's always calling him with some crazy shit. But now he's going
to that.
Man, I bet you anything when he was younger, I bet you anything fucking he was Gundam Man was part of the Yellow Ranger.
I didn't hear it either.
I said, I bet you when Dick was here was fucking younger, I bet you anything, like, more like me, he was probably the Yellow Ranger.
No, ma'am. I was the Green Ranger. Always.
He was the Rainbow Ranger, man. He was like, fucking, I'm every color.
No, I always chose, like, the last Ranger to be. Like, I was the Green Ranger, then I was the White Ranger, and I went to the Gold Ranger, and then that was it, because I stopped watching after, you know,
man,
like,
I don't even remember the Gold Ranger. I stopped watching way before you did.
Zio, bro. That was, like, some weird shit. It was weird as fuck. I was like, okay. After a few weeks, I just said, fuck it.
After the first set of Rangers, man, I didn't give a shit anymore.
When they brought in the alien Rangers on the first series, that was actually pretty good. The ones from the water planet. I mean, that was actually pretty good.
Aquatar.
When they remade the first set of Rangers, I was like, oh, God, what are they going to do to screw this one up?
Well, I mean, if they really wanted to screw it up, they could have brought you in as a Ranger.
Yeah, probably, because I'd be like, you know, crooked as fuck, dude. I'd be making deals with the bad guys. Like, I'll get you all these power rings and whatever the fuck, you know, whatever the hell it was, power coins. I don't give a shit. For like all the marijuana in the world, bro. I mean, you ain't even got to do nothing. Just give me an island of my own where I can, like, smoke marijuana all day, dude. That's basically it.
So speaking of island, man, it brings us back to our conversation we had the other day. Put you on an island surrounded by piranhas with a can of beefaroni with nothing to open it with.
Oh, that pissed me off, bro. That would piss me off. It's like beefaroni, no!
Now tell me, how would you open that can?
Do you have a coconut? Is there coconuts and rocks on it?
See, man, he's got coconuts too, man.
I mean, a coconut's hard as shit. A coconut will kill a human being. There are like 10 deaths a year due to coconut-related accidents.
What the fuck? Where's that at? Hawaii?
Yeah, probably. I don't know, dude. But, I mean, there's like 10 deaths a year due to coconuts. It's like, how did you die? That's what God will ask them, and they'll be like, coconut fell on my head. Down the hill you go. You know, it's like, oh, shit.
Wait, hold on. So God doesn't like coconuts?
I don't know, man. I was just making some sort of, you know, whatever.
That's kind of like how God doesn't like gay people. But he made them.
Well, you know, I don't know, maybe if you took a coconut and drilled a hole in it and took a banana and, like, just started sticking it in the hole in the coconut and then got killed by a coconut, you know, because, I mean, that's like a woman killing a man in a way.
What the hell are you saying?
I don't know. It's like tired talk right now.
You talk about stuffing a banana inside a coconut when you're tired?
Well, dude, it's Animaniacs.
What does that have to do with the Animaniacs?
I don't know, I figured you were going to play it when I said it. You
no,
already did that.
I bet you that's still on the soundboard, though.
What?
The Animaniacs.
Nope.
Wow.
Oh, he retreated. Repented the Animaniacs in the name of Jesus. That is nice.
Yeah, no.
Very good, Havoc.
Yeah, no, fuck
very
you.
Good, old Tom.
He's always deleting my shit, but he finally deleted something that he put on it.
Yeah, the name of Jesus, I say fuck you.
In the name of Coco, I shall kick you in the nuts.
Apparently, Erica says, YouTube up butt coconut.
What?
I think about a butt coconut.
A butt coconut?
Yeah.
Is this like people in the chat?
These are people inside of Havoc's head.
Okay. Well, you have fun with that, Havoc. I mean, I can give you a couple specialists that I've seen, you know. Maybe they can help you with that disorder, you know, put you on some antipsychotics. And
my question is, did these specialists help you? I haven't noticed difference yet.
There's no help for me, though. There's no help for me. I'm just DC. You know, like...
Conundrum.
There's so much wrong in DC right now. like Obama.
Obama is not in me. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Man, I didn't mean in you. I said in D.C. I didn't mean literally inside of you.
I feel like an idiot. I just, like, straight burnt myself on that one.
Yeah, that was all you. I didn't even have to do anything.
I cannot believe I just did that to myself. Wow.
Well, at least now we know we're getting Dick Luther gets assed by Obama every night.
Oh, no, he tries to be Abe Lincoln, bro. He's like 67 years ago.
Nope. Well, I mean, that would be an appropriate thing for him to, you know, be. Seeing as how...
I need to find some cigarette
butts. Seeing as how the black folks got, you know, freed by Abraham Lincoln.
Honest Obama.
Amish Obama?
I said Honest Obama. Honest Abe, Honest Obama, yada. Oh, my God, man.
He said Amish, man. I swear to God he said Amish.
I did not say Amish, dude. This is not Amish Mafia.
You're damn right this ain't Amish Mafia. That shit is retarded. Fuck do Amish people need TV shows for, man? They don't even have TVs.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, dude. What the fuck? I was wondering that, dude. Somebody actually understood me. Gee, I believe we've got something in common now.
Like, shit, man, I've actually seen, like, a bunch of Amish people before and shit, you know what I'm saying?
I never have. I'm from Alabama.
Like, so far up into, like, so far up in the PA and whatnot, man, there's a bunch of Amish people and shit.
That's where Amish Mafia is taking place.
I don't watch the show.
Like, fuck
it. Well, then maybe I should go up there so I can be on TV, man. I got the beard going on. I can pretend I'm Amish.
No, sir, you are very thin.
Who the hell is that yelling?
I'm not yelling.
Who is that?
Yeah, you are.
Why is she, like, inside of the phone?
I'm not inside of the phone.
He's on,
are
like,
you
a
okay?
Bluetooth or something.
You need to take the phone out of your mouth, man.
The phone is out of my mouth.
Well, then take something else out of it. I mean...
Hey, I have not had anything in my mouth for a couple weeks now, right?
Couple weeks, man. Couple hours, more like it.
Oh, man, wow. She's really going through that 12-step program right now, ain't she?
Yeah, the in-out, in-out,
She just wants that sheenus in her mouth. I mean...
By the way, Ghetto, you know who it is.
Yeah, it's that loud girl.
That loud girl?
That loud girl that don't talk to us ever, always talks to her surroundings.
Oh.
Who is it, dude? Like, invite me in to know, you know.
Invite you? What, are you a vampire?
Where have you been hiding? I'm always here.
I've been away for the past few months doing my own thing.
This is DC's future ex-wife right here. That's
no. No, ma'am, I will never get married. Oh, women are the devil. You know, marriage is the leading cause of divorce.
I know.
I don't plan to lose my money to some woman that didn't work for it, bro.
DC, man, I don't mean to scare you
or
anything.
Whoa, wait. DC, you get 5 minutes in the box.
For what?
You said the B word.
What did I say?
E-R... You finish that letter there, DC, since you're the one who said it.
What word? I don't want you to... Well, nobody tells me what words are illegal on here, so therefore I call ignorance. You cannot commit somebody...
He calls ignorance.
I'm not even using those words.
All right, oh. if I spell ignorance, does that mean I don't have to take 5 minutes in the box?
Yes.
Okay. Ignorance. I G.
Andrew.
To the box.
I'm sorry, DC, you have failed. But anyway, back to before I was cut off. DC, I don't mean to scare you or anything, but did you know if you were gay, they could throw you in jail?
Well, I guess that means you're going to jail.
Wow. Wow. There we go again. I'm going to do it again.
Wow.
Wow.
Man, somebody forgot to wear their fucking helmet today.
We're stupid, I know.
What? She said something in her mouth.
Yeah, deep.
No, I don't. I honestly do not have anything in my mouth.
Are you sure?
I am positive.
Not even a midget?
No. Nope. I think Brian would get butthurt if I had anything in my mouth.
Who the fuck is Brian?
Guess what? You just earned 5 minutes.
No, butthurt is not a word, okay?
Yes, it is. Did she get five minutes for saying Brian?
I'll add him.
No, man, we no, I'm good.
Yeah, no. But you know what?
We don't want any more hot dog conversations.
Wait. Twice, she got 10 minutes in the box.
What?
I'm not even quite sure what's going on, but okay.
Well, ghetto. Well, dude, that was just boot off the line because. What was the one word that we officially decided on that people would get minutes for besides fucking that stupid S word, that stupid Y word, and that stupid B word? A word that I know is.
I don't remember.
It rhymes with anal. It's in a way, anal hurt. People are anal hurt over stupid shit.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Who said that? Nobody even said that.
He said it twice.
Oh, must have missed it. I guess I blocked things out.
So, I think it's time we should do more focus to device. For those who have not heard this band yet, this is David Draven's new band, while Disturbed is on hiatus. Fucking amazing band. I mean, it's not like Disturbed. I mean, Ghetto says it's somewhat like Disturbed, but it's they're more of a industrial metal, whereas Disturbed is more
Get
of
the demons.
Now, I think we should go with Vilify.
Go find another life.
And we're back. So, gentlemen, what do you think of Vilify?
Yep.
DC, what do you think of Vilify?
I love it, dude. That's my shit.
That's his.
Ghetto. No ghetto, no bleeping out on JR. What the fuck is what's wrong with you?
What the f*** are you talking about?
Hey, what the fuck's matter with you? No bleeping. Simple about JR. Just because that dumbass wanted to say mofo. No.
That's like this new thing they got going on with this poke button on Facebook. It now says poke successful. As to say, like, you finally got it in or something.
Wow, what? What?
Like, why does it say poke successful?
It's like Beavis and Butthead, dude, I scored. Did we just score?
No.
What happened to the other chick, dude? Did she get, like, booted, or is she in the box still?
No, she got
I believe she's molesting a coconut in the box.
Oh, Lord, my coconuts didn't do that. Really? My coconut talk really didn't do that. The people did it?
It did.
Wow.
Oh, shit, it's Yo-Yo.
Yo-Yo!
Sexy-ass bitch.
Look, it's Yo-Yo and Ricky.
Yeah.
Music, voiceover. It was so magical. Like, we were just, like, staring. Like, we don't know who to pick.
What I saw blew me away,
and
it made me rethink
how
I want to cosplay and how cosplay is here in
America. Why can't,
like, cons in the U.S. offer
stuff
like this?
We
here's a convention in Kansas City that's hosting.
Okay.
Who's TV is that?
Tab
TV,
dog.
Yeah, I'm watching Yaya. Shut up.
Yaya, what the hell is that?
Just the sexiest Asian with fucking big ass titties in the world.
Okay. So you're watching a softcore porn?
It's not even a porn, man.
I don't know, dude. Like, all I know is he said big ass titties, and, like, all I hear is talking, so it's like.
Wait, hold on. How much talking do you hear in porn, man?
That's why I said softcore, dude. Like, are they not even taking off their clothes or something, bro? Like, you know, dry humping.
He said dry humping.
Yeah, get it with Yaya, Ricky, and Monica.
Who cares about the last one?
Chloe's not bad, but they can do something with that face.
Is that game any good? That Borderlands?
No, that was Gage. Yeah, from Borderlands.
No, I said, is that game any good? Ain't it a video game?
Yeah, I haven't played it yet.
Yeah.
Oh, look, something I'm sure the rabbit would love to have. A fucking Hello Kitty sewing machine.
That's the last thing she needs.
Well,
this girl is completely obsessed with Hello Kitty.
Yeah, I mean,
okay. Who's the chick in the box, man? I never caught her name.
Her name is DC.
So her name doesn't matter anymore.
Okay, well, where's Chris at tonight?
Dude, where the fuck you been? We fired Chris.
Chris has been gone for a long time now, man.
Know I've been gone for a long time myself.
Yeah, well, we fired
Chris. Yeah, he's gone now, and he's working at another shitty radio station.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a lot.
Well, I'm pretending to be a juggalo.
Galaxy of Comics! I love the play. Victoria is taking a bold risk with her Planet Comic-Con costume.
Speaking of which, I just saw a post that he did a show this past Saturday.
In my head, I see in white.
It probably sucked.
Alright, y'all can't say he works at another shitty radio station because I don't think he got paid for this one anyway.
Man, you know what we mean by working at these, man.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, when you work somewhere, you get paid. Unless you're working at your house, then you're just
not if it's volunteer work.
Well, I mean, I guess he was volunteering his services for the special, which, I mean, if you think about it, that's a blind leading the blind on that one.
He was probably the worst person to ever put on a radio show.
Like, after Havoc got on to me for the Ritz interview, Chris took it upon himself to get on to me the next day. It's like, dude, you were here when Havoc got on to me about it.
Wow. You learn more and more about this dude after he's gone.
Yeah.
You were there, Ghetto.
You know, I was here.
No, wait, that was the night it was just him on the show.
Oh, I thought you meant he personally came to you and just started yelling at you.
No. God, no. Ugh.
Yeah, Chris wasn't much help. He was fucking pathetic. He didn't do jack shit for the show.
He didn't do a damn thing.
He didn't advertise. He didn't play music.
Nope.
None. Man, he just, like, throwing me in the box.
Did.
That was about it.
Yeah.
That was it.
That, plus, you know, anytime he fucking set up an interview, he never showed up for his own interviews.
The only thing he ever did was throw me in the box, like, all throughout the show. Like, I mean, I'd come out, he'd throw me right back in. And that's one of the things that got the most annoying with me. It was like, dude, once every now and then is okay, you know. But whenever you do it all show, every show, it's like, man, fuck that.
But, yeah, that's all you need to know about Chris. He is no longer here.
Thank God. I mean, then again, he really wasn't here much most of the time anyways. He was usually mostly down at his fucking sister's house, locked in the basement.
Man, my money's on, he probably never even went anywhere.
But I have to agree on that one.
I mean, for fuck's sake, man, to have no service for that long, man, and you in, like, New York, it just doesn't sound, you know, logical.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, D.C., man, he lives out in the middle of nowhere, and he has service.
I do not live out in the middle of nowhere. I live in the third largest city in Alabama.
Well, our point is, you live in bumfuck Alabama.
Alabama, yeah, BFB. But at the same time, it isn't about service because I'm calling in on a house phone. My cell phone dropped in a bucket of water.
Dropped in the water?
Yeah,
what,
dropped
like?
In a bucket of water at work.
Like,
here's the kicker, though. It was the day after I put minutes on it.
You dumbass.
Like, what the fuck, man?
So were you able to get a new phone or just cancel
the
minutes?
No, I've got
or?
One, but it's through a different carrier. And I got to get it fixed or I got to get minutes on it, but I can't afford the minutes on it.
Wow. Waste his money on
minutes. I got a question.
Do
roaches fuck anally? Is that how they produce, you know, babies? Because, like, when I was on my front porch, I seen two roaches connected at the ass. They weren't moving. One of them was making a facial expression, but it's like, what the fuck?
I didn't realize fucking roaches had made facial expression.
Well, no, like, its little antennas were moving, and its mouth was moving, and it was weird. I was like, ugh.
For one, why are you watching that? For two.
Well, I was in the box. There was nothing else
to
do but watch
man.
Roaches fuck.
Man, I see some roaches, man. You better kill that shit.
Man, they're just oak tree.
Wait. Did you say you were in the box, so you didn't have much to do? So you were watching this while on here?
Yeah. But I was in the box, so I was like, because, I mean, the whole time I'm in the box, I'm just looking, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Okay, then.
And then I put my cigarette out, walk inside during Vilify, and...
Yeah, Erica, we don't understand either why he's watching roaches have fucking sex.
That's how he likes to pass the time.
Yeah. Worse than Chris.
No, there's a difference between that. DC just likes to watch animals have sex. Chris has sex with animals.
That's true. Well, I don't think... Well, except DC watches roaches.
Whatever. Insects, bugs, animals, humans. Whatever the fuck.
Yeah, it's a little creepy.
No, I just seen it. I ain't never seen nothing like that. I don't know what was going on. I don't know if they, like, flew and, like, their asses got stuck together or whatnot.
Yeah, asses just randomly get stuck together.
I mean, I don't know. I was confused. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
So, Havoc, why don't you hit us with another song?
Well, before y'all do, let me tell y'all something.
No, I don't want to hear it.
Let me ask y'all something.
I got time to me to keep striking.
Okay, so now DC, what were you saying?
Are y'all having a show tomorrow night?
Do I even need to answer that with a motherfucking answer?
Yeah, I do. I want you to answer it.
You answer that question.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay, Daniel Bryan.
DC, we're live every night. You should notice.
Well, I mean, there's some nights y'all aren't.
Oh, yeah, when's that?
Whenever he just don't have the money to pay the bill. But my birthday is in 40 minutes.
Okay.
I was born on 9/11.
Wow.
Interesting.
Are you gonna be celebrating or crying?
Or are you gonna be celebrating why because you're crying?
I don't know.
Wait, who celebrates because they're crying?
Fuck,
people cry at a celebration, bro.
Did you just say bro again? You got another 5 minutes. Bro.
No, I did not. I did not.
My friend.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
I said broke. I said broke.
he's trying to save himself.
You get 5 minutes. Well, you know what? Since it is 9/11, I say it's only appropriate we play a track by M1.
Let's do it.
Hey, you know, even though it's not Christmas, fuck it. A Taliban Christmas.
Season's greetings, live from Afghanistan. I am your ambassador, M1. Since the Taliban have been such gracious hosts, I'm gonna let you know about some of the presents we'll be bringing them these holidays. We making a list, we checking it twice. Which camel jockeys get to keep they life? Coming to your mud hut, get the fuck down. RCP 46, fucking up your town. We making a list, we checking it twice. Which camel jockeys get to keep they life? Coming to your mud hut, get the fuck down. RCP 46, fucking up your town. Route clearance, feel it too. Even Haji steal it, dude. And if you plant them roadside bombs, guess what? We be killing you and your camels too. Fuck up your goats. 556 right up your throat. We a 5 right, Mr. Mood. Living right up the road. Cigarettes we spark. I'm chilling with my marks. Hit you with one grenade. You in 20 different parts. Then your retarded kids can pick you up hand by hand. I wanna nuke the dog shit out of Afghanistan. The only shame would be killing all that fire weed. This whole country in flames, oh what a sight to see. This place is useless, its people are worthless. Why don't they let us kill every single person? Now I'm talking crazy, Mike's asylum bound. You gave me the targets, I just supplied a round. Tuck in your man dress, we got quite the send off. 50 cal to your dumb, gonna take your fucking head off. We making a list, we checking it twice. Which camel jockeys get to keep they life? Coming to your mud hut, get the fuck down. RCP 46, fucking up your town. We making a list, we checking it twice. Which camel jockeys get to keep they life? Coming to your mud hut, get the fuck down. RCP 46, fucking up your town. Guns and straps can't fuck with that. Aim at us, we bust them back. You shoot one, we shoot 100, dog. That's a fucking fact. Sometimes we light it up when we ain't seen shit. But if we catch you, you'll be goo and pink mist. That's how my boys like to fight. Turn your village silent night. We got them pro straps. Your guns are mighty Mike. Jingle bell grenades. Roast the top like walnuts. And if you got a bomb, tribe. RCP, you call us. Every day we out the wire looking for them ragheads. We tag them, we bag them, we leave them for a maggot. Nah, it ain't too pretty. The work we do is dirty. Rounds of all assorted sizes. Only thing we ever serve and come and try this kind, boy. You can catch the bomb, boy. Straight up killing is the only thing we on, boy. Shout out to my Sapa Goon, Air One, that ended. MLRCP46, always handle business. We making a list, we checking it twice. Which camel jockeys get to keep they life? Come into your mud hut, get the fuck down. RCP46, fucking up your town.
And we're back. And we lost DC. Oh, well. Maybe he went to go cry over his birthday.
Yeah.
I'm actually in the process of putting Subnoid Soldiers to the soundboard.
Why?
It's 9/11. Why not?
Who wants to talk on the phone? But you spelled phone wrong.
Let me guess, they put an F.
Yeah, just like Phenom.
Man, fuck out of here. Motherfuckers acting like Lil Wayne. F stands for phone and phenomenal.
Man, you watched that video that I posted up this morning?
Which one?
Real motherfucking feelings with ICP.
Oh, no, not yet.
At the end of it, man, he's like, sometimes I just want to be peaceful, Jay.
Oh, yeah, by the way, tonight's the season finale.
Of ICP Theater, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Or the one part he was like, man, when I die, I'm going to be reincarnated as Toucan Sam. Yeah, apparently, I guess it must have been off of the Soup show where they did skits for it.
I think it's funny how this one chick up in fucking all Juggalo chat goes, let's see what the fuck she put. She put, hey fam, what's y'all zodiac and age? Looking to talk with someone the same as me and around my age. So comment your zodiac and age. Well, bitch, we don't know what your age is because you didn't put up your age. So you want people to post up their zodiac and shit like that, but you ain't doing the same?
It's because she's a young girl, Havoc.
Oh. I found the youngest motherfucker of them all up in there. Dude's name... Ashia Walker. Aquarius, age? 8.
8?
Yeah.
8 years old.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Well, how do I know? Why the fuck is there an 8-year-old in fucking... Look, Drew, man, why the fuck is there an 8-year-old on Facebook?
See why it's appropriate for you to check people?
Come on, what the fuck is that 8-year-old? Oh, he's 18. Wait, apparently he meant to say 18, but he put 8.
I'm sure. So how do you feel about the CD they're going to put out for House of Crazies? Of all the old shit plus a unreleased track.
Sounds good. I mean, all I really care about is the unreleased track. That's about it. I mean, I have it. I mean, like, I have everything else.
Do you have any actual CDs of House of Crazies or tapes?
No. Everything I have is bootlegged.
You and your damn bootlegging.
Yeah.
Although the pricing on that is kind of steep.
Exactly. This is why I'm going to bootleg that one as well.
Well, I mean, the CD alone is $13. But you put the shirt together, would it? You know, and they only charge 30 for both of them. But then that fucking shipping, man, it's a real bitch.
Yeah, true.
But their shirts are what, like $20?
Yeah.
So a CD and a shirt for 30 ain't bad, but then the shipping, you know, extra $7-$8. I mean, that's even more expensive than Strange Music.
Yeah, it is. And I'm waiting for the Respect Squad to jump all over this fucking pickup in there.
The Respect Squad are too busy crying.
Probably. But no, it's good to expect some chick posted up a pic of some chick with a fucking tattoo on her pussy saying, "My daddy will kill you."
What the fuck?
Like, what the fuck?
It's probably some redneck bitch.
Yeah, probably. But still, man, using the fucking Respect Squad all over that shit.
Well, they haven't been on top of their game lately.
Yeah, I noticed.
And another thing about that group, I tried to post that ICP video in there, and it told me I couldn't post it because it was material that people reported as offensive. Like, what the fuck does that mean? I ain't even posted in here yet.
wait, I mean, is it on your page?
Yeah.
I'm going to go snag it, but I'm going to post it up there.
I posted the link up there, but it wouldn't let me post it. I mean, I could post words in there, but it wouldn't let me post that for some reason.
You know what? I'll post it up. I'll post that video up there. See what happens.
Well, not really that they deserve to see that video, but all these young ass fucking kids.
Let's see what these motherfuckers gotta say. That's what happens if I try posting it. Just for the hell of them. Fuck? Yeah, but I'm getting that same fucking shit. The message couldn't be sent because it includes content that other people on Facebook have reported as abusive.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Yep, still don't work. Why the fuck? Like, what the fuck? That makes absolutely no sense. We're posting it in a Juggalo group. But it's
like, why all of a sudden can we not post videos in there?
I don't know.
You'll allow underage kids in there, but you won't allow videos in there now.
Fuck if I know. No sense. I had a video. Let's see. Let's go ahead. Check it on. Got a post of chicken on up in there. Because it's going to probably count as being offensive and abusive. What it though? I mean, if I get that for this shit, man, what the fuck?
Well, just post it.
Oh, chicken hunting went in.
What the hell?
Yeah, I'm gonna try something here. I'm gonna add in whoop whoop to it and see what I get. We just add whoop whoop, whoop to the shit, maybe it'll go in.
Damn whoop whoop monsters.
I'm gonna message saying, "Oops, something went wrong. We're working on it. We're working on getting it fixed as soon as we can."
Fixing what?
I don't know. Facebook's retarded. Fuck you, Facebook. Like it or not, I'm posting it. Fuck you. Go figure. I put whoop whoop, this shit's dope, before the link. It posts up in the group.
What the fuck? Goddamn whoop whoop monsters, man. Blocking shit.
Damn.
Man, it's like a hidden thing, man.
It really is. You had to put whoop whoop into it before you could post it.
You had to put whoop whoop and shit before you could post it places.
What the fuck? I don't even know what to say about that. Let's go with a track. I said we go with this track.
Bitch, you can't fuck with a sound. Hitting my shark waves, dropping you down. Call me the chef, cause I'm bringing the heat. Kinda like a bull, then you get your ass beat. This just ain't your game, take a seat. You not thin, but dirt on my feet. Coming with tracks, hard as a flame. Out of control, something you can't tame. I spit so wicked, I spit so sick. I spit so crazy, get off my dick. When we come in, you better beware. You tell me, you just can't compare. Shit be going out for the fade. Straight up fucked like a slutty house maid. I gotta get this off my mind. Just shut up and respect the grind.
Moving the ears of an eruption. No hope for politics, for corruption. Words just simply bringing the heat. Come hard to go home is the name of the beat. Moving the ears like a volcanic eruption. No hope for politics, for corruption. Words just simply bringing the heat. Come hard to go home is the name of the beat.
Sick, sick rhyme from a sick, sick mind. Blow your top off like a tin to a mine. Everybody knows that I'm lyrically inclined, top for the line. Nobody can fuck with my mind. So I gotta decide when I wanna keep my opinion to myself, get hungry, eat my competition skinny like the jeans for Levi. Seems like no one ever cares how I feel. So I shit on your mass appeal. Everybody looks like an ass to deal. Yep, on the low,
get it?
Don't understand the brain of the fitted. Please don't fuck with the boy who kept it. Watch your girl put it rough when I spit it. Nick Rage a rough.
Don't you get it?
Moving the ears of a volcanic eruption. No hope for politics, for corruption. Words just simply bringing the heat. Come hard to go home is the name of the beat. Moving the ears like a volcanic eruption. No hope for politics, for corruption. Words just simply bringing the heat. Come hard to go home is the name of the beat.
Uh-oh, another fucking white rapper. Spitting lyrics faster, sound another chapter. Time to open up the book and put a pen in my life. Figure out why you not wanna be nice. What the fuck, is you jealous? I can hear it in your rap. My time to attack, get down with combat. My spirit lives inside my lyrics, and I know that you fear it every time you fucking hear it. I don't got swag, but still on the shit. Hit OG, let them know that they ruining it. Say the fuck out the game, we the best on the scene. The underground is growing every day, so it seems your rap could never match the skills. You're fake as fuck, like a $7 bill. Time my laces right, and then you tonight. Not physically, but mentally, my rhymes real tight. Your boys like it sounds, so who complains? Me, motherfucker, gang, cause you drive me insane.
Moving the ears of an eruption. No hope for politics, for corruption. Words just simply bringing the heat. Some hard to go home is the name of the beat. Moving the ears like a volcanic eruption. No hope for politics, for corruption. Words just simply bringing the heat. Come hard to go home is the name of the beat. Moving the ears of a volcanic eruption. No hope for politics, for corruption. Words just simply bringing the heat. Come hard to go home is the name of the beat. Moving the ears like a volcanic eruption. No hope for politics, for corruption. Words just simply bringing the heat. Come hard to go home is the name of the beat.
And we're back.
Why the hell is that song still on the damn soundboard?
I never deleted it yet.
Let's see. Old ass fucking song.
But you know, I think I deleted it once, and then they put it back on the soundboard.
That man, Nick Rage and Obsolete on a track.
Yeah. Even though Nick Rage has never called into JRR once in his life.
Yes, he has.
Has he?
He called into something. I don't know. Maybe it was mine and Mike Woods show or something. I don't fucking know. He called into something.
Something. We just don't know what.
I don't know, man. I'm not quite sure if he ever called in here.
I think it's play out. This one person up in all juggle chat goes, so I'm pretty bored. If you want to talk, hit me up, but don't ask about my body. I'm not looking for that. It annoys the piss out of me when people ask about my tits, and I will ignore you. Serial killers are my favorite subject, by the way.
what's your body look like? I'm feeling like a cannibal right now. And I want to eat you.
This is just a good fucking stat right
who's
here.
Who's the like serial killer that ate his people?
Wasn't that John Wayne Gacy, maybe?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
Good question. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer. Okay.
Hey, here's another stupid post by someone named Andrew. Said, name the song you listened to an ad with my penis. We're fucking retarded with their penis. You got all these dumbasses looking competent saying, wait, I'm crowning with my penis. We're all going down with my penis. Hey, fucking just that because this guy's doing a fucking Eminem track. Saying, the way I am with my penis.
Wow.
So retarded. I don't even know what to say about that. I'm retarded. So Ghetto, you ready for fucking House of Metal?
No.
Let's see what the 15th is. 15th is Sunday. Which means we get two good things on Sunday. One, and hopefully it's a good pay-per-view. A champion.
Oh, that's right.
And then House of Metal. But I'm praying fucking that the champions is good. Because I have a feeling it's going to be fucking shitty as all hell. Because I have a feeling it's going to be the fucking Shield getting involved with fucking Daniel Bryan and Randy Orton.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me.
Me either. It's a fucking kickoff. That stupid fucking tag team turmoil thing. Come on, but
yeah,
who do you know?
Who do you think's gonna win that?
Not Tons of Funk. That's for damn sure.
They might come close.
Yeah. Close to third place, but then they're fucking out of it.
Bet you it's the prime time players that win.
More likely, probably. Since they're giving them the big push now.
Because the dude's gay.
but still. Who the fuck else is in that match? Let's find out.
The Usos.
Yeah, the Usos are in there. 3MB's in there. And then the Real American.
Yeah. Real American sure as fuck aren't going to win.
It's funny because of the fact they could be having the tag team title match that same night.
Wait, there's going to be a match later on the pay-per-view?
Yeah. Shield versus whoever wins the fucking tag team turmoil.
I bet you Mark Henry and Big Show get added to the match and they win.
Well, we can only pray, because, well, that is a Big Show is not fucking crying like a bitch.
Now, see, that would work, though, but it probably won't work.
Of course not. Yeah, man, they've only got 5 matches for that fucking night, too.
They only have 5 matches for the whole pay-per-view?
Yeah, I mean, fucking Randy Orton versus Daniel Bryan, Del Rio versus Rob Van Dam, CM Punk versus Curtis Axel, AJ Lee versus Natalya versus Brie Bella versus Naomi, and then the Shield versus whoever wants to tag team tomorrow during the fucking kickoff.
So you're telling me we got to see Rob Van Dam versus Del Rio for a fucking like hour?
Yeah, probably.
Oh God.
What the fuck? Why are they making it to where they have, like, why is it only 5 fucking matches?
And on top of that, it's a 3-hour pay-per-view.
That just makes no sense.
It's mainly because it's for championships. And they don't have very many championships.
I mean, come on, man. They got the fucking U.S. title they could put on the line.
Well, maybe it will be on the line.
I mean, they could do CM Punk versus Curtis Axel for the fucking Intercontinental title.
But that's a handicap match.
Yeah. I think it's funny how it was originally supposed to be for the fucking title.
Well, it's like CM Punk said, man. That one day the company would be ran by Vince's idiotic daughter and doofus son-in-law.
Yeah, he was right about that too.
Yes. Like 2 years later, it happened.
I mean, seriously, come on, man. I mean, it's all fine and dandy that Punk and Asshole will go up against each other, but I mean, even though it's not a title match, you know, they should give the Intercontinental title to somebody else then, so then that way they can actually defend the title on fucking United Champion.
Come on, somebody defend their title? That's unheard of.
I mean, come on, I mean, we throw fucking Dean Ambrose into the fucking match. Like, into the mix, that way he can fucking put his title on the line against, like, I don't know, Dolph Ziggler.
You would think they'd do something like that, but of course not.
Nope. Man, I want to know when the fuck hell Triple H is going to stop acting like a fucking idiot. And I think, you know, because what's good for business?
Yeah, somebody already made a joke from, pictures from the new Miley Cyrus video of her licking a sledgehammer, and they put Triple H in the mix.
Let me guess. They say this is good for business.
Well, actually, it just says Steph never licks my sledgehammer or my hammer or whatever the fuck. A picture of him all, you know, crying and shit. Because in that new video, man, she's just straight up naked, man, riding on a fucking wrecking ball.
I don't even know. They're just killing it.
Really not quite sure what the hell that girl's going for nowadays.
You know, it'd be perfect. You know, it would be perfect if Lemmy just, you know, walked down to the ring with Triple H, while Triple H is in the fucking ring and just fucking knocked him out cold. And Tickle Mike go, now that's good for business.
Yeah, I don't think that would ever happen.
That would just be funny if that happened, but I'd be, you know, I would fucking die if that happened. Man, yeah, I'm sure fucking Edge has to be fucking healed by now, right?
I don't know. The fuck is wrong with him?
Remember he had to retire because of something with his neck or something like that?
Yeah, but how the fuck are we supposed to know?
That's the retirement. Here we go. This is back in 2011. He hasn't competed at all. Here we go, fucking. Cervical spinal stenosis. I ain't pronouncing that word. Fuck out of here. I ain't a doctor. I mean, come on, this was fucking done back in 2011. We're in 2013. I'm pretty sure he must be healed by now.
Who knows?
Come on, bring him back and have him spear the fuck out of fucking out of Roman Reigns. I mean, come on. It'd be funny as all hell. All you see is fucking Edge fucking spear over is going, that's how you do a spear.
I don't know, man. I was only really a fan of Edge whenever he first came into business. Then he came real annoying.
Yeah, but I mean, hey, he's better than fucking... I mean, okay, you know what? I think what they should do is get rid of fucking Brad Maddox.
Man, they pretty much already did that.
Yeah, but then they brought him back as a fucking GM.
No, I mean, he's barely even there anymore.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, you know, okay, I understand the fact that Edge can't compete, but I'm sure, you know, Edge could do something else involved with the WWE, like, you know, be a fucking GM for Raw or SmackDown.
But then he couldn't say what he wanted.
Yeah. That's a fucking toss-up. I mean, come on. People know fucking Edge would make a better GM than fucking Vicky or fucking Brad Maddox ever.
Probably.
Yo, if I could bring back Gangrel, even though... So Gangrel is probably just like fucking Val, Venus, and Goldust. All fat and shit.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, come on, man. He's like, you can bring him back for like a fucking night. Come on. You know, he probably wouldn't be firing everybody just, you know, just because they lose a fucking match. Because
that's what's good for business. Losing matches?
Yeah, man, fucking Cody Rhodes spoke up, lost his match, and he was fired. I mean, I don't think, I'm not a fan of fucking Cody Rhodes or anything like that, I'm just a fan. What's bullshit that it's got to be like that? It's got to be to where, you know, you speak your mind, and then you lose a match, and then you're fired. Shame that fucking Goldust didn't win. I mean, come on, man. I mean, come on. Like he used fucking Crossroads on fucking Randy Orton. Randy Orton still kicked out of that shit.
Well, he
should have used curtain call.
Oh, that and Shattered Dreams, except Orton fucking ran because of the fact he wanted to get his nuts broken. Yeah, it's whatever nowadays. Fucking they went and go for it and retorted with it. Look, it's a Mexican.
What?
Hey, look, it's a Mexican. I don't even think she's a fucking juggalette. What the fuck she's doing in a goddamn juggalo group?
She's a Mexican.
I guess so. Come on. Now we're bringing in fucking non-juggalettes into this group. It's bad enough that we're bringing in the little goddamn kids into the group. Now we're going to bring in non-fam into these groups. What the hell is the matter with you people?
Bastards.
Let's go look at her music. See what she's got there. Probably a bunch of shitty motherfuckers. Let's see, yep. Chris Brown, Big Sean. Tyga, Drake. Wiz Khalifa. Rihanna. Young Money. Waka Flocka.
Keeps on failing.
Like, there's absolutely no fucking ICP, no psychopathic, but yeah, she's in a fucking juggalo group.
Well, you know, we gotta accept everyone.
Fuck out of her. bitch is like a fucking Young Money and fucking Waka Flocka. How the fuck is this bitch in here?
Mainly because she likes Waka Flocka.
Again, why is this bitch in here? Like, holy shit. The fuck's the matter with these motherfuckers? Now we gotta accept them one fuck out of here. If you want to fucking low or wet, don't fucking try to join groups that involve juggalos. Fucking retarded.
Welcome to the internet, Havoc.
Yeah. Yay. Well, this bitch ain't even on my fucking page. I'd be fucking delete her. Possibly the most stupidest thing anybody could ever say. Zach Bryan goes, look, homies, no disrespect, but fuck East Side, fuck West Side, and all that shit. I'm on the dark side, straight representing.
Oh, wow, dude. Wow. Victoria is completely far behind.
Why?
She said ICP theater on Fuse. What the fuck? When did this happen?
I need to comment on that shit now then.
She said, since the fuck are they on TV? They selling out?
Oh. I'm commenting, where the fuck you been? They've been on fucking TV for quite some time. It's been about like, what, like a month or two?
Something like it. Well, then somebody should let her know that they were on E, too.
Not to mention, she spelled theater wrong. She put T. Heather.
Oh, look at that. Immortal Technique will be in Pittsburgh. 9/27. There
we go. Comment sent. I wonder what she'll say to that. Though she's fucking behind. That makes absolutely no sense. This dude, Kiefer Hopkins, goes, okay, my dad agreed to let me get my GED, but I have to take weekend school until I'm fully prepared for it, but I still have to go to school until then.
What?
Why don't you just go for your goddamn diploma?
These kids are stupid and don't want to stay in school.
Yeah. Apparently.
I can't go to real school. People will make fun of me.
And this dude, fucking William A. Coleman, does not help any. He goes, I got my GED in 5 weeks after not being in school for 14 years.
But why the fuck weren't you in school?
Yeah.
you just not go to school for 14 years?
Okay, well, I know.
What the fuck were you doing?
I mean, it doesn't make no sense. Like, my dad is letting me get my GED, but I have to take weekend school until I'm fully prepared for it. But I still have to go to school until then, so it's a win-win. You're in school already. Why don't you just go get a fucking diploma?
How many times are we going to read this until it starts making sense?
And I was praying it would make sense, but nope. I don't even know what to say about that shit. I mean, you know, I ain't gotta worry about my fucking GED. I got my diploma, motherfucker.
You?
Still trying to figure out how the fuck that happened, since, you know, I skipped a lot of classes.
Because you obtained all the credits that you needed.
Yeah. Funny thing is, I found one of my old fucking report cards, and I noticed for PE, for like gym, I got an F.
I didn't realize you got grades in gym.
I didn't either, but yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how the fuck I managed to fail gym.
That is pretty bad.
How do you fail gym? All you gotta do is show up.
Exactly. Gotta show up and dress for it.
Man, I mainly fucking spent my time in the goddamn fucking weight room fucking lifting weights.
Oh yeah? Well, where'd all your muscles go?
Easy, I got fat.
You got fat. It's not really much of an answer.
Yeah, I stopped lifting weights after, you know, a certain amount of time. Just like I stopped giving a fuck about gym.
As soon as you got out of high school.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Wasn't my thing. I mean, I only did it for a grade, but then I guess that didn't matter because I ended up getting an F anyways.
I lifted all these weights for nothing.
Yeah, exactly. To go the fuck away. I wonder if the chick realizes her face paint doesn't look anything like psychopathic. I think it looks more like Kiss. I'm gonna give her a whoop and be like, you look like you're ready to head to a Kiss concert.
She'll be like, what? Like you're a fake juggalo. That's what she's gonna say back to you.
Yeah, and I'll bring up the fact that most I don't listen to Drake, Waka Flocka, Young Money.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's the thing about, like, all these fucking newbies nowadays. Like, they don't understand, like, the fine fucking love of the old school fucking music. Like Kiss, Judas Priest, Black Sabbath. I mean, come on.
Well, to be honest, I never really listened to those people either. I know who they are and all that shit, but I never really fucking listened to them.
Yeah, true.
That just wasn't my thing.
People are trying to tell what kind of people want fucking Snoop Dogg. Well, Snoop Lion to come to the gathering.
Well, here's a fun fact for you. Did you know that Mike Wood came up with the name Double Platinum from a Kiss record?
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, there's a fun fact for you.
Hell yeah. I'm gonna be a smart from that and go. Now, did we bring him to the gathering as Snoop Dogg or Snoop Lion?
Bring him back as Snoop Dogg Lion.
I mean, people are gonna probably ask me what the fuck Snoop Lion is, but I'll tell them. Snoop Lion, the shitty version of Snoop Dogg.
What I want to know is why in that commercial with Snoop Dogg and like his family, he's calling his daughter Boo.
Fuck if I know.
Yeah.
Hello, first time face paint. But of course, he go with the most obvious fucking face paint.
Well, hell, man, at least people can paint their faces, man. I can't even paint my face. I look retarded when I do it.
That I do, too. That's why I don't do it.
I just let somebody else do it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But, I mean, come on, man. But, I mean, if you can paint your face, be original. And all these
be original, man. What the hell are you talking about? Everybody that paints their face, man, they take it off of something.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, like, look at this Lacey Carfield fucking picking. They're painted up as fucking Shaggy and fucking Ryan J.
Yeah.
Come on with something more original. I mean, you know, I'm gonna paint my face. Shit out, though. I mean, at least, you know, you got some people, you know, who paint their face stuff like, you know, Mushroom Head. From time to time, or Kiss, or Tech. Or there's one that I'm on my page named Pretty Wet, like, you know, she fucking paints up as the fucking Made in Joker Brothers.
Yeah, I've seen people do the Joker's chords. Yes.
Yeah, but, you know, that's more original. I mean, you know, I think that's more original that everybody going constantly painting their faces up like, you know, fucking Twisted, like Von J, like Shaggy, like ABK, like Blaze.
I don't know. Not many people do Blaze.
Yeah, but, man, you know, yeah, but like, you know what I mean, though? Like, the fact, you know, that, like, you see so many of them, you know, painting up as someone from Psychopathic. Instead, you know, like, instead of coming up with, like, their own ideas, like, their own designs.
That shit's hard, man.
Shit, man. Fucking... I think what I'm going to do one of these days is, like, I want to paint up as, like, one paint, but I'm gonna have the fucking logo for fucking Disturbed.
Yeah. You're gonna what?
I want the logo from Disturbed to be incorporated into my face paint.
And how are you gonna do that?
Fuck if I know. I'll have somebody do it for me.
Well, good luck with that.
Well, it doesn't even have to be that fucking, like, the star logo and shit like that they have. I mean, you know, like, it could be just, like, the fucking, I don't know, man. At least it'd be something different. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but only if you can get it done.
Yeah, that's gonna be hard as all fucking hell to do. This dude Eric Scrubolo apparently has not fucking, apparently they read my fucking shit because he just copied me, except he goes, where the hell you been, in a hole? And he puts LLAL. I don't know what the fuck LLAL is supposed to be.
Laughing like a lunatic.
Okay. Well, the fact that people keep putting fucking LLAL and then blast my ass off and fucking LULZ. But so he goes, yeah, tomorrow, but you're missing a W in your tomorrow show, you're missing an S in last, you put a D, one, hope they make more next season.
Well, I'm sure they're probably going to bring it back for another, like, 6 episodes, or how many they got.
Probably.
What the hell episode are they on now? Like 7?
I think so, yeah. Actually, you know what would be dope to do, like a fucking face paint mode? And I'm sure that this would probably be even harder to do. Do like Kane's mask, but it's like in like fucking face paint form.
Probably shouldn't be too hard to do.
I ain't talking about the new. I'm not talking about his new mask. I'm talking about his old mask. the original mask.
Just paint your face red. No, I don't know, man. It's not that hard. Just paint your face all red, and then you put some black over it. That one.
Yeah, but
that hard.
There's, like, different designs, like, in the red, like, for the red and the black. Like, you got, like, the red is in a way they can fire in a way, and you get the black.
I'm just saying, man, the original Kane mask wasn't all that complicated.
Well, yeah.
Just need some red and black paint, and you'll be good.
Yeah, and I got to leave my nose
like
white.
Triangles.
Yeah. I mean, I know for damn sure I won't ever go for a fucking Jeff Hardy type paint or a fucking Sting. Way too many of those motherfuckers out there now.
Man, Jeff Hardy's paint, man, probably takes hours to do.
I wouldn't be surprised about that.
And then he just comes out to the ring and just wipes it off.
Yeah. There's a fat ugly bitch right there. Who should not be fucking undressing. Yeah. Good for what? No way, bitch. Nobody wants to see a nasty ass gut. You saggy little.
That's the Santa sack.
Now, how gay is this? You got fucking Kane hugging a fucking cardboard cutout of himself.
He loves himself.
Apparently. I love how you fucking type in Kane, you get all these fucking retarded motherfuckers. Like Big Daddy Kane, the black dude. Or fucking Noah Kane by fucking Scott Hoover. Don't know who the fuck you are, but go the fuck away. You got this one chick, Chelsea Kane.
Well, why don't you type in WWE Kane?
I typed him in, but yeah, it's come through to get all these motherfuckers. What the fuck?
Well, in every search I seem to do on Google, I find a fucking picture of Lil Wayne in it.
Yeah, I don't want that either.
It shows up in every fucking thing I search.
Come on, what the fuck is up with this shit?
And if you search Juggalette, man, you just find a bunch of half-naked bitches.
I believe it.
Well, not half-naked, I should say. I should say naked. Matter of fact, man, I was looking through, like, Google for Juggalette pictures and shit this one day, and I came across this picture, and it was the pussy of this girl that's on my Facebook.
Oh, fuck.
I was like, what the fuck? Like, I just found her fucking pussy picture on Google.
That must have been interesting.
It was. I was like, what the fuck? I don't know.
That must have been... I mean, does she look good?
I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I'm just saying I found her picture on Google.
I wonder if she's still there.
My guess is it must have been from the gathering, but she probably doesn't even know that picture's on the internet.
I got up early, have been on the computer for hours searching for your sister. I cross-checked every Lorenzo in California with the year your sister would have been born, and I've narrowed it down to 20.
Well, I slept in, there was a shower at the stage. My mom's neighbor had found out where the Lorenzo's moved.
That one right there.
Wait, but you know, I think what would be funny is if, since Kane's no longer around, if, like, fucking Bray Wyatt just fucking came up with Kane's mask on, like, one of these days.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. My question is, would that mask even fit him? I'm sure Kane's mask, you know, it must, like, have to be, like, especially designed just, like, you know, just to fit him.
I'm sure it wouldn't be that hard.
Well, damn, plus, doesn't his mask come with hair?
I'm sure they can make a mask without hair.
You know, but the one thing that I fucking hate about this entire shit is, like, the fact that, you know, they call him the Big Red Monster now. Whereas they used to call him the Big Red Machine.
Yeah.
I'm guessing Big Red Machine isn't fucking PG, so they call him the Big Red Monster?
I don't fucking know.
They call it, it makes absolutely no sense. You know, I don't remember this scene from Feno Evil. Where Kane's just fucking choking, fucking had, he's getting ready to choke slam two people. I don't remember this scene. I don't think that scene ever happened. I don't even know. Hello, somebody left my comment about, now did we bring Snoop Dogg back as Snoop Dogg or Snoop Lion?
Well, would you look at that? Everybody's trying to write some raps.
So great. Now the fuck's trying to rhyme?
I don't know, some bitch that posted up a status of a little rap that she came up with.
Oh, joy.
And this damn girl right here, man, it's all right to show your titties, but, man, you need a bigger fucking shirt. Wear these small-ass fucking shirts.
Again, back to the people that just assume that their kids are going to end up turning into fucking juggalos. You're retarded. And this dude fucking Matthew Skeen going, my little low starting early, LOL, can I get a whoop whoop? Dude, your son's not even making a fucking W or C. I don't even think I understand what the fuck he's doing. Apparently, fucking, this dude thinks his son's throwing up the fucking WC, the Wicked Clown sign, you know, or gang sign.
Well, stop throwing up gang signs. It don't matter where you're from.
But this dude's confused because apparently his
one,
son...
1, 2, 3, throw up your signs. What?
Yeah, apparently his son is getting an early start. He's starting early on the WC. Motherfucker, he's not even making a C.
What the hell is he making?
Looks like an O.
What the hell is W-O?
Well, okay, I don't know. Wicked Otters, maybe? Wicked Oklahoma?
Wicked Oklahoma.
Wicked Orion? Yeah, there you go. There you go, Wicked Obama. Yeah, that. Or
hold on, Worthless Obama.
Yeah, there you go. Boy, yeah, that would do. Kids trying to fucking, I don't know, be like the Dudley Boys and John Cena.
Do you remember a match that they had on, like, WWE, or should I say WWF, for American Bash or some shit. And there was, like, dog collars or something.
No.
Like, shock collar things.
No.
Between the Nasty Boys and, Public Enemy or some shit.
I definitely don't remember that.
Somebody posted that video up earlier. I was like, I'm not even quite sure if I remember this. I remember the teams, though.
Yeah, I don't even remember that.
I'm trying to figure out why it was a WWF thing. When it was a WCW pay-per-view.
No idea. Wait, when it was who versus who now? Oh, you said Public Enemy?
Yeah, versus the Nasty Boys.
Hey, rest in peace.
The Nasty Boys are dead?
No, but Public Enemy is.
Oh.
Yeah, both of them. Okay, yeah, it was a double dog collar match.
Do you remember that match?
No. I just typed in Public Image versus Nasty Boys, and it came up as a double dog collar match at Bash at the Beach in 1996.
Oh, Bash at the Beach is what it was, not American Bash. Whoops. But yeah, man, it's just them fucking chained to each other.
This is like a retarded match. Yeah, man, it sucks that Public Enemy is no longer fucking alive, man. Because I would love to see these motherfuckers in WWE again.
Shit, there's a lot of teams that should be back in the WWE.
Yeah, I agree.
But they're pretty much too old and shit.
Oh, yeah. Or dead.
Yeah, or dead.
Like Johnny Grunger, Grunge and Rocco Rock. Motherfuckers, I guess those two died.
Like, they should bring back the Headbangers. They're still alive.
Yeah, bring them back and let them piss on fucking Stephanie McMahon.
Bring back the Bushwhackers. They're still alive.
Yeah, I mean, shit, man. Fucking Johnny Grunge would have been fucking 39. Well, would have been 40. It's like 40 something.
Damn.
But he died in 2006. Just like Rocco Rock would died in fucking 2002. He actually died in Philadelphia.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, man, it really does. I mean, they're in the fucking Hardcore Hall of Fame, though, which is good. Asylum Arena.
Where's that at?
Asylum Arena is in PA.
Oh.
Yes, and it was more known as the ECW Arena, between 93 and 2001. But they had the whole Hardcore Hall of Fame there. It was with like bands commemorating the careers of, you know, the wrestlers and the personalities, you know, who made the names there. See, they got fucking Rocco Rock, Terry Funk, Johnny Grunge, The Sandman, John Zandig, Eddie Gilbert, Chris Candido, Todd Gordon, Sabu, Trent Acid, Jerry Lynn, Tommy Dreamer, Too Cold Scorpio was actually just is actually going to be nominated into it this year. The one who's going to be inducting him into it is yet to be announced. There's a motherfucker that should come back to WWE. Yo, okay, that dude was fucking good. That dude was a good fucking wrestler. Too Cold Scorpio. I mean, yeah, he was in the WWE like two times. Two times already. But,
Two times.
Yeah, I mean, the first time he was there from 94 to 96. 96, 99, my bad, and then again back in 2006, 2007. I mean, I think he's, I mean, he hasn't had that much of a long of a stay in too many places. I mean, WCW was there from 92 to 94, ECW 94 to 96. WWF 96-99, Pro Wrestling Noah 2006, WWE 2006-2007. Now he's with some other promotions. He's a part of Booker T's Pro Wrestling Alliance promotion. That was 2007. Then he went to fucking TNA. Pretty hard for the ECW reunion, defeating C.W. Anderson. 2012, he's a part of some shit. Now he's a part of, looks like ACH, which is part of the, which is part of National Pro Wrestling Day. Bring him back. Let him whoop the shit out of people. Actually, you know what? Fuck that. I want to see Too Cold Scorpio versus Rob Van Dam again, because that was one of the best matches they ever had in ECW. Yeah, Ghetto, I suggest you get fucking Living Dangerously, and I suggest you see that fucking match, because that was one of the best matches ever.
I was actually thinking of ECW One Night Stand earlier.
Yeah, fuck One Night Stand. I'm talking about fucking Living Dangerously.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
I mean, that had like a lot of good matches. Like I said, fucking Too Cold Scorpio versus Rob Van Dam. Even though Rob Van Dam was fucking egotistical back then, but that was still one of the best matches. I think I want a cigarette. Man. Tomorrow should be interesting. Man, I wake up, I'm going to start cleaning up my fucking room. And start rearranging shit. I'm gonna finally change my sheets.
It's about fucking time.
I put these motherfuckers on back in, I think, what was it, June? Maybe July. And I'm gonna change them tomorrow. For the first time.
Yay, your bed will be happy.
Man, my pillows will be happy too. So will my ass.
Why the hell is your ass going to be happy?
Because it's not going to be sleeping on the same sheet for 3 months.
I don't think it cares.
Oh, my sheet will be happy because, man, I've ripped ass in this sheet so many damn times.
That's fucking gross, man.
Oh, man. I mean, come on. You got a fart. You can't help that. You're not going to hold that in. Just rip it.
Yeah, but with you, man, that bed probably smells terrible.
Yeah, probably. But I'm not sticking my nose up to it before getting and finding out.
Go ahead and give it a sniff.
I got a better idea. Since fucking Hobson smells so bad, why don't we have him come sniff it and just die?
Well, We'll test it on you first.
No, fuck that. We'll test it on Lil Wayne first.
Go ahead and give it a nice scratch and sniff.
Fuck that.
And then when you pass out, when you pass out and wake up hours later, you can tell us about it.
Yeah, be like, yep, this is a perfect thing to kill Lil Wayne with, since drugs didn't work.
Yeah. Fuck you, Robitussin. Why couldn't you just do it?
You know, I didn't realize my fucking TV was still on. Well, not my PS3.
Did you know that supposedly Tech N9ne's gonna have a feature from Madonna?
What the? Why?
At least I think I read it like that. Yeah, I swear it said Madonna though.
Why?
For like the next EP that he's putting out.
I feel like I'm saying why.
I don't know. Why does he work with half of the people he works with?
I mean, come on, man. Like, why can't he work with somebody good like Ozzy Osbourne or Lemmy or Alice Cooper or fucking David Draymond from fucking Disturbed?
He worked with Serge.
One good person.
He worked with the Doors.
What do you mean they work with the Doors? He just didn't cover the Doors.
You still got the Madonna shit, though.
Oh, yeah, but still. I mean, look at half the motherfuckers he's worked with so far. Shitty as all hell. Get rid of them. Bring in the good motherfuckers. Work with Eminem for fucking Pete's sake.
Well, you would think they would do a track together,
right? Yeah, I mean, you know, with how long the, you know, they've both been around.
I mean, the last time you saw them on a track together was a long time ago for that Anthem song.
Exactly.
And he was King Tech at that point. Or some shit.
Yeah, but now he's Tech N9ne, so bring him back and work with fucking Shady again. Piss off the Juggalos.
Piss off the Juggalos.
I mean, come on, man. I bet you anything, like there's so many lows out there who hate Eminem because of the whole ICP beef. If Tech N9ne or ICP did a fucking track with them, they would just completely stop listening to both.
Didn't you see that post in all Juggalos chat asking who likes Eminem? And everybody commented on it, hell yeah.
Yeah, but there's still a lot of people out there who fucking, you know, who are still holding on to that stupid beef between shit.
I don't even understand why people don't like Eminem, man. Like, who could really match up to him?
Nobody.
Even if he's rambling on a track saying absolutely nothing, he's still better than fucking, like, any rapper.
Yeah, exactly. But so many Juggalos still hold on to the whole beef.
Like, a matter of fact, I like that one song he did was called Rain Man. Like, it shit, he says nothing in the fucking song, but it's still a dope song.
Like I said,
got no brain. Or no legs. Sorry,
like
the
I
other
could.
Way around. The other way around, maybe. I think I just fucked that up completely.
Like I said, people still hold on to the fucking beef between him and ICP. I mean,
from now on, I'll be known as Rain Man.
Seriously, I mean, like a lot of lows don't like Eminem because of the beef between him, because of the past beef between him and ICP.
You find me offensive. I find you offensive for finding me offensive.
Yeah, man. So, what do you, speaking of Eminem, man, what do you think of that new fucking Berserk track that he did?
I feel like he was trying to mix his new shit with his old shit, and it didn't really work.
Yeah, let's hope the entire album is not like that, though.
I mean, some lines in it were pretty dope, but, like, the track itself was just, eh. I'm sure he's going to have a whole lot better shit on the album.
Yeah, I just don't understand why he needs to do a whole other Marshall Mathers LP fucking volume.
Kind of like on the last CD where he put out that one track on the radio, but then it had nothing to do with the CD.
Yeah, I remember that. That still makes no sense as to why he's doing another Marshall Mathers LP. I mean, like, why not just come up with something different?
I guess he probably couldn't think. Guess he couldn't think of another name.
I guess not.
So I think he figured he'd take his, like, I would say that'd be like his best fucking CD right there. And just put it out as part two.
Yeah.
Of that CD. Even though that CD, man, he made fun of ICP a lot on it, though.
True.
Live in Detroit. When y'all live 20 miles away.
Yeah, it seems like that's the reason why so many woes hate on Eminem, because of the fact
Slim anus. You're damn right, Slim anus, because I don't get fucked in mind like you two little flaming fangs. Yeah. I can see why people would be upset. or the whole skit that he has of ICP sucking his dick.
Yeah, I'm gonna say right now, I'm a low, yes, but that fucking line that he did towards them in that track was a dope fucking line. No matter what, that was as funny as all hell.
There's pretty much like an entire verse. Which line are you talking about?
When you just did the Slim Anus verse.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get
these fucking brats can't sing and Britney's garbage.
that entire line right there is just dope. I don't give a fucking if people fucking want to call me fake or not for saying that, but it's a dope fucking track. And it's a dope fucking now, it's a dope verse.
New kids on the block sucked a lot of dick. Boy girl groups make me sick. I can't wait till I see you faggots in public. I'ma love it.
Let's see, trying to make a fucking latte.
Cause I was high when I wrote this, so suck my dick. I don't give a fuck if you don't like my shit.
I bet you, we'd end up having a lot of motherfuckers calling in saying that we were fake just for fucking doing verses of fucking Eminem up on a Juggalo show.
Man, they can say whatever the fuck they want, man. I fucking love Eminem.
Hell yeah, man. Dude's dope.
Like, I grew up on Eminem, man. Like, he was the dude that, you know, that you wanted to pick up the album because your parents would hate it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And like the one time I took a field trip for school or whatever when I was a kid, and I listened to that fucking album all the way there, all the way back, it's in the Marshall Mathers LP.
Why did they make funnel so damn small?
Why did they make what so small?
Funnels.
I don't know. Man, now I want to listen to that fucking Marshall Mathers LP.
Do it up, bud.
It was a good CD.
Yeah, it was.
I was singing all the fucking songs off of it. May as well listen to it.
Yeah, man, you're pulling the chill.
Yeah, he does like to sing a lot of albums.
Yeah, he really does.
I think those few days at work killed him because he hasn't showed back up since then.
Yeah, I know, right?
Boy, this fucking show's over.
Yeah, I'm going to make my coffee and then I'm going to go, I don't know, watch Selena Gomez.
I'm going to make his coffee and pass out. You wish. All right. All right. Peace.
Peace.